Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm looking kind of dumb as a finger and a thumb and a kick up and out on the forehead. Well, the beast is not the they don't talk to that you do fool that I am the hardest. Get in there, not the limb, but the brain gets popped, your head gets dumb. Don't like the teeth, don't like the teeth. Why run with it in the back seat? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey, now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Don't play. Hey, now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. Only two stars make the world. The cool place, and the game gets cold up. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. The media mess makes a difference. You can't have a hope in the televised picture. Behind every state, you can't really sin. So what if you're wrong, but you might as well swim. The world's on fire, how about yours? So we are locked in and I'll never get bored. Hey, now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Hey, now, you're an all-star. Get
good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the debut episode right here on NDB Media of Late Night Sports Junkies. Yeah, we think we're all-stars here, folks. Of course, I'm Roger, the scorekeeper, Noriega, and I'm going to be joined by Guillermo Rocha in just a moment, folks. This is our debut episode, and we're making it happen, folks. It's going to be an exciting time tonight here in Southern California. This is just the beginning to a regular Monday night program here on NDB Media. We're going to be giving a Southern California slant to the program, but we're going to be talking about all the events that are going on all around the world. I got to tell you, we are sports fans from east to west, and we get together here on Blog Talk Radio, and we make this stuff happen, folks. I got to tell you, it doesn't get much better than this. We want to thank Blog Talk Radio on our debut episode, and while this is not the first episode, per se, on our NDB Media sports channel, it is the first one for the Late Night Sports Junkies. And I got to tell you, folks, it is really an exciting night. Lots of stuff is going to be happening. We're going to ask you to bear with us as we feel our way through this sports program. But it does have a Southern California flavor. You're going to find out. You have a Dodger fan. You have a Yankee fan. You have a Packer fan. And, oh, my God, we even have a Raider fan. The only love that we may have will be the Lakers. We may even have the Kings. But I'm not certain, folks. I'm going to learn about it. He's going to learn about it. We're all going to learn about it. And don't forget, anytime you want to call in, the number is 347-637-2306. Stay up on all the news at ndbmedia.net, where we're going to be announcing our Facebook page, our Twitter feed, and there is just a lot of stuff that we're going to be doing. It's Monday night, and it's going to be happening. And I want to welcome my illustrious co-host right now, Mr. Guillermo Rocha!
How's it going, everybody? I'm excited. I'm excited. It's a great night. It should be a good night full of fun sports talk tonight.
And this is just the start, Guillermo. I got to tell you, there's a lot of stuff going on in sports all the time. We always say that. I think it's one of the lamest things. But, Guillermo, all I know is that we're going to be talking about it all on Monday night. We're going to be doing hockey, we're going to be doing soccer, we're going to be doing the Olympics, dare I say, football! We're going to have NASCAR. Do you like golf?
Yeah, of course, you know. I watch golf all the time.
So there especially you go, folks. Go ahead.
Especially during April, it gets really good.
Yes. So there you go, folks. We're going to have a lot of golf. This might be NDB Media's version of old school and new school. But unlike those guys, we actually know what we're talking about, and we're going to play it real, and we're going to give it real, because it's the way it is. You all know the football big game happened yesterday, the Super Bowl. that's not the only thing that happened. There was big news in Southern California. But like I said, we ask you to bear with us. This is the first time Guillermo and I are actually going to be doing this. So, hell, we got to put up with each other. So we're going to have to take a little bit of time. But other than that, Guillermo, why don't you introduce yourself, let everyone know what your sports favorites are, what are some of the stuff that you do, man, when it comes to sports, and then we can get down and dirty.
All right. Well, pretty much look at me. I'm a sports fanatic in every different type of sports. It doesn't really matter what type of sports. I will even watch volleyball, for Christ's sakes. But, I mean, as far as in baseball, of course, number one Dodger fan. My favorite hockey team, I would say, of course, the LA Kings. And, you know, Dodgers and Yankees have been rivals. You already know we have plenty of discussions about that. We're going to have ups and downs, you know, arguments all the time. Oh, you know, we'll get used to it. And I've always played different types of sports. It doesn't really matter. You know, football yesterday, of course, Super Bowl. It was a very, very disappointing game for the Denver Broncos yesterday, but hey, you live and learn. That's the way I see it. But as far as that, I mean, any other types of sports you want to talk about, hey, I'm in. I mean, I'm not a party pooper.
Yeah.
I'm here to talk.
Hey, we are going to be talking a lot. Folks, just to give you an idea, we are going to be prepping about the Winter Olympics, which is just 2 weeks away. I don't even think I can say 2 weeks. I don't know if you folks are watching, but apparently there were two ads during the Super Bowl that got a few people riled up, people. And it was disappointing because it had to do about religion and it had to do about one's color, or with one's color. And, folks, it is a sad thing if we're still going to be talking about that. But you know what? We're going to be talking about it because we're going to be setting the record straight here. We're also going to be talking about some news in the NFL about the stadiums. Folks, you know, here at NDB Media, we've got it covered about the two stadiums that are being worked on here in Southern California. But guess what? There is now rumors of a third one. Actually, there are no rumors. The land has been purchased. But that's just a hint. That's what we're going to get to right now. My God, Guillermo, pitchers and catchers reported like what, 13 days?
5 days.
5 days, folks. Pitchers and catchers report. Baseball is right upon us. I got to tell you, I'm excited. The Dodgers, look, I know I make fun of them deep down because they have a learning curve. They've got to realize what it is to have money. But you know what, folks? The Dodgers are doing some good stuff. And being a, I will admit it, a casual Dodger fan myself. I was a Dodger before I was a Yankee. I like what the Dodgers are doing. They are spending an incredible amount of money. But at least, if you think about it, they're actually trying to spend it on a good product. They've made some mistakes, but for those of you that have heard me before, I said that deal with Boston, even if it goes bad in the worst way, what do they get? They get themselves one of the best first basemen in baseball. You're going to laugh at me, but I still stand by it. If it becomes a total disaster, they got one of the best first basemen. But lo and behold, I think the outfielder is starting to turn the corner. So if Crawford is able to play, man, the Dodgers will end up winning out on this one. Because that pitcher, I told you when he came over, he was worthless. He was worthless with Boston, and he's worthless now. And the Dodgers had to take him to get the other guy. Guillermo, what do you like about the Dodgers, man? They've been spending a lot of money on some key players here.
Hey, the Dodgers right now looking a little dangerous right now. They're just trying to make it work somehow, as in the outfield. They just have too many. That's the way I see it. But, hey, like the situation like last year, Matt Kemp, injury. So it just panned out a little perfect. You know, they had a lot of injuries other than that. But they were well prepared. It's just they don't have... The majority of the players didn't have any playoff experience, so that's what pretty much messed them up in the postseason. But as far as that, pitching-wise, they had a great bullpen last year. Of course, you know, towards the half of the season, they end up getting, you know, the beard, of course, off free agent. But, hey, coming off of the injury, he did really well. But I think they overpaid him. They're looking a little desperate this year, but Like, the Dodgers, like, they're not messing around. They're wasting money. They want to win. And a lot of people might criticize them, okay, they're wasting too much money. But the way I see it, hey, if you spend this much money and if it wins you championships, then you're doing something right.
Yep, no doubt about it. I had some genuine worries about McCourt giving up on the team because whether you like it or not, folks, at one time McCourt actually brought, not too long ago, the Dodgers were actually okay under McCourt. Forget about the divorce, forget about all that stuff that went bad. The Dodgers became relevant under McCourt again, and it wasn't too bad. It was really amazing how quickly Dodger fans turned on him, but that's neither here nor there. I got to tell you, again, these Dodgers are looking to be dangerous, and they can still go out and get some other guys. You know, there are very few teams that can come up with the righty and the lefty as their number one and number two. And honestly, you can I know you might argue with me, Guillermo, but with two pitchers, they're both number ones. And it's not too bad to have these guys. It gets a little weak after there, but the Dodgers, I think, are going to be good on pitching. You think they need more pitching, or are you happy?
And no, I think they're good around. I don't think they need anything else, but in their case, you really don't. They have plenty of people even in the injury list have, you know, they like it. They have Billingsley still. So I really don't think they should even bother trying to get another starter because it's pointless. Like, what are they going to do with the other guys? Just trade them away. That's the only option they're going to have.
Well, let me tell you, you can never have enough pitching. And if Chad Billingsley can come back and just be an average pitcher, I didn't mean to say it, folks, but I think this Dodger team is going to make it miserable on the National League. If Billingsley can be I won't say half because he did suck. If he can be three quarters, I think that's fair, right? If he can be 70 to 75% of what he was when he had that good year, I think these Dodgers are going to be pretty tough to beat, man. I think they are already, but it's going to be even that much tougher.
Exactly. Billingsley, you know, he did pretty well in the first few games, but it just the injury just came and messed him pretty good. But, I mean, hey, he'll be out. He's still going to be out till probably, I would say, mid-season. I mean, he's still not recovered fully yet from the Tommy John.
Yeah, but he might show up at the time that they need him. So, I can't wait for it. I'm assuming Guillermo does like to go to Dodger games. I haven't been for a while. But I think Guillermo and I are going to have to take in a Dodger game, and we're also going to have to take in an Angel game. Yeah, that was going to suck a little bit for baseball. Baseball, we have to be open to different things, don't we, Guillermo?
Hey, we can always catch a Dodgers Angels game, you know? They always play during the week, so.
Well, there you go, yes.
We can make it work.
And, I'm debating whether I should actually call you Diego or not. Yeah, they told me, dude.
Oh, man, I was fearing for that, but hey, oh, well.
Oh, so Dad told you?
he didn't tell me anything. So, you know, this came out of surprise.
Well, he told me yesterday. And, folks, there may be a story there, but you know what? There's no reason for us to tell it on the very first day. It's kind of funny. It's good. Tonight, he's Guillermo. Tonight, I'm Roger. But after this, folks, I am going back to scorekeeper. And who knows, maybe Guillermo will be something. Maybe he'll be Diego. Maybe he'll be, I don't know. Maybe he'll be Rodney, for all we know. But tonight, it's Roger and Guillermo. And, Guillermo, let's go back. We were talking about the Dodgers, but I want to switch gears. Let's go back to the most obvious thing. Let's give it a look at the football game. This was, Guillermo, look. We were talking about it big time. You heard me. I was jazzed. But if you remember what I was saying, I was just hoping for a good game. And you got to believe I was disappointed. Were you disappointed? And if you were or weren't, tell me why, man. What happened yesterday?
Peyton Manning doing his best. You know, I've always had this gut feeling that Denver was going to choke in the Super Bowl. And look what happened. It was just a bad night for the Denver Broncos, but hey, Seattle looked more hungry. You know, they have a lot of young players. not even experience, but they wanted him more. They showed him more yesterday.
Yeah, you know, Guillermo, I got to tell you, that defense did look stifling. It was impressive. They played him hard. And, you know, they were hungry, and it showed that they were hungry. And, Guillermo, I know you can't see the switchboard today, but we're going to fix it so you can. And you're going to be in on with me. You're going to be in the switchboard in the chat room, too. But, folks, we do have callers, and we do have a Skype caller. So if you guys want in, you want to join us, you know what to do. As I mentioned it earlier, the number is 347-637-2306. Hit 1 on your keypad. And if not, you can always join us through the chat room. Once we go live, hit that big S, the Skype button, and go in, and it's a free call as long as you have internet. But, folks, don't be stupid. If you're going to use Skype, make sure to have a mic. Guillermo, we had people calling in, and they didn't have a mic.
Exactly.
Yeah. Stupid. So it's all good. I know some of the Skype callers can't press 1 for whatever reason, so we are going to go to the Skype caller. And just in case, if you do want in, let us know who you are and where you hail from, because you are live on Late Night Sports Junkies. Go ahead, caller. And no. Looks like there's going to be listening in. So that's cool. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening in. If you do want to talk to us or comment, tell us how smart we are, how beautiful we are, or how stupid we are, hey, take them all. You can tell Guillermo all that good stuff, but if you want to say I'm stupid, I'm all right. I've been called it before. I'm a big boy. Guillermo, the Super Bowl. I got to tell you, it was very frustrating yesterday from the very get-go. It didn't look good when they got the safety, which set a record for the fastest score in NFL history. So, by the time the game was over, was it the most points scored in a blowout? I don't know if they got to that. I remember the Raiders had it for the longest time when they beat up on Washington.
Correct. And I think the Niners were right behind that.
Yeah. That record had actually been beat. I know the Raiders had it for a while, but did they do it last night? Did they break the record, or no? Not yet.
No, not yet.
Okay. What would you call yesterday? I call it an old-fashioned butt-whipping.
It was pretty bad. I mean, the whole Denver receiving, they were never just scared to catch the ball. That's how it looked like yesterday. Yeah, they didn't want to get hit.
Granted, they were getting hit. Who was playing Wes Welker? I mean, Wes Welker is like, what, 4 feet nine? And the guy he was playing against was like 8 feet tall, dude. I got to tell you, I mean, he was bigger than him. And I just don't know how that matchup happened. I thought Wes Welker should have gotten around him, honestly. But the defense was reading it. It's like they knew what was in Manning's playbook, man. It's just he couldn't get anything going. Was it the weather? What was it? I mean, did Manning succumb to the fact that it was less than 40 degrees? Because someone said that when it's under 40 degrees, he doesn't do well, period.
I don't think you can blame it on the weather. I mean, if it would have blamed it on the weather, then Seattle would have looked bad as well. So that, I mean, it wasn't snowing. It was just a little cold, but the game was suitable to play. I don't know if...
Was that... Go ahead.
I don't know if Denver really was mentally there.
That's the question, whether they were mentally there or not. But you're right. I agree with you. It looks like Seattle was just hungrier. They came out hitting them, and hit good measure, they kept on hitting them. Congratulations to Seattle. I was leaning to Denver to win, just for whatever reason. I just don't like Seattle, but hey, folks, we just heard it. Might as well, Guillermo, our first breaking news. What is it?
Let's see, what's the breaking news?
What, did you get breaking news on your phone, or did I get it?
No, this is the Kings score. They're in intermission.
Ah! Okay, I don't think I get that breaking. All right, well... The Kings scored, folks. Well, we're also hockey fans as well. So, Guillermo, I think you've been hearing about... Oh, well, did you have any other comments about the Super Bowl other than it being just a freaking disaster. Oh, actually, no, I do have some other things. Do you have some other comments about the Super Bowl? Because I want to talk about Manning and how people have been talking about Manning lately.
No, I'm actually speaking to Islam on the Super Bowl. It was just very horrible yesterday.
It was.
That game,
it was very
that game was just done since, like, the third quarter.
Man. You know, I saw the whole thing through the second quarter. I thought there was still a bit of a chance. I knew the numbers where a team had never come back to win down by 10 points or more. And I do remember that I believe it was the second time the Broncos went to the Super Bowl, they went up 10-0 against their opponent. I remember it. I saw it. And they were up 10-0 like that, but they came back to beat them. And it was just disappointing that that happened. And look, go ahead, Eric. Someone's calling me again. Unbelievable. I'm live and they're calling me. Unbelievable. It's just they only call me when I'm live. But anyway, right now, I want to talk about the fact that a lot of people mentioned that Manning needed this victory to cement his greatness, Hall of Fame, and all that he is probably the best quarterback of all time. Guillermo, first of all, I don't believe any of that crap. I hate that. I hate rating players. I hate saying who's the best, who's the worst, whatever. But if all these people were saying that he needed this to cement his legacy, well, he got his butt handed to him. What happens to that argument? What happens to Manny?
Just moves on. I mean, there's nothing really he could do about it in that situation. It's just he knows what were the mistakes. You know, he's just going to man up to him and just move on, bring it towards the next season. Learn from his mistakes.
Fair enough. All right. Hey, we do have our caller. They do want in. So, caller, again, let us know who you are, where you hail from. We'd love to hear from you. You are now live on Late Night Sports Junkies with Guillermo and Roger. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Guillermo. Hi, Roger. This is Gridiron Girl from
Hey, Gridiron Girl. Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
What's
great,
up?
Guys.
Share the love. What's going on? What are the comments? What do you want to share with us?
Well, just like you said, with his about Manning, about his legacy. You know, he's first of all, you know, I've been a Peyton fan since he's been in Tennessee, out of Tennessee. So it's been 18 years of watching him. So he's a very humble guy and classy guy, and it was a sad loss. But you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. He is a Hall of Fame player. He's a living legend. He's a record-holding quarterback. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's been a Super Bowl MVP. You know, he has some credit there. So, but it's sad to see that loss is really bad. But you know, defense was just awesome. It was stunning. It was a very stunning loss.
Guillermo, let me jump in on this. I've known Gridiron Girl for a little while, and she is a hardcore Peyton Manning fan. She lives and dies by Peyton Manning. And I got to tell you, for her calling in and saying what she is, first of all, it takes a lot of nerve, young lady, to be able to admit all that stuff. But we forgot. How many MVPs does he have on the season? Is it 3, 4? How many is it?
Oh, he has 5.
Oh, my God. That's right.
He has 5 MVPs. Yeah. But
okay.
To have a Super Bowl MVP,
Guillermo, a lot of people were saying that he needed a Super Bowl victory to cement his legacy. He didn't lose. I mean, he lost. He lost big time. I mean, doesn't this kind of throw that argument, you know, kind of, it's kind of weak now, isn't it?
because his numbers stand on his own. Is he a Hall of Famer, Guillermo? Is he? You tell
yes,
me.
Of course.
Gridiron Girl. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that? There? Yes. What?
Yeah, he's definitely a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he has so many records that other quarterbacks never. I mean, he surpassed the great Dan Marino. I mean, what more can he do?
Now, Dan Marino's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Correct.
Okay.
But has no
how
ring.
Many? That's where I was going, right there. He has no ring. I don't understand where these people were coming from saying, oh, well, he needs this to prove. To prove what? My God, he's a five-time MVP. He's done it. He's had some bad luck. Yes, he has lost some big games. But, folks, this guy took them to the promised land, and he constantly gets there. And sometimes he needs a little bit of help. You know, I mean, look, Marino always needed a running back. He finally got his running back, and he still didn't win. Manning did. My whole argument is that everyone that was talking about him needing this to justify his career, they're full of crap, they're dumb, they're stupid, and they should just get out of this argument. Was he a Hall of Famer, Guillermo, before this?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, just because you lost one, you know, a pretty bad Super Bowl doesn't mean that everything else, you know, in the past is going to erase. I mean, like I said, he's going to learn from his experience, and maybe next year he's going to be in the same position, but this time be more, you know, be more ready for this.
Gridiron Girl, was he a Hall of Famer before this?
Yes. In my eyes, yes. But, you know.
He was a Hall of Famer before this.
Fan of him.
You know what? Fully to everyone that was making that argument, and it's just, it was pathetic. For those of you that have heard me, I'm going to repeat it again. Yeah, I wanted Denver to win, but first and foremost, I just wanted a good game. And I was genuinely shocked. I was genuinely disappointed that Seattle just a number on them. They manhandled them. They were hungrier. And I just couldn't, I could not believe that Denver, having such an explosive offense, just didn't even show up. What was that, Gridiron Girl?
They're out coached. You know, Pete Carroll is a great, great coach. You know, his years in college, you know, his first two runs, you know, as a NFL coach were bad with the Patriots. I mean, he didn't have a very stellar record when he was with the Patriots. You know, they fired him there. They fired him when he was with the Jets. You know, he had to rethink his strategy, and he had to go to college, and, you know, USC, and he did great there. So, you know, the West was good to him, I think.
Guillermo.
He learned.
This also brings up another subject about Pete Carroll. You know that football coaches in college rarely translate to winners in the NFL. Is this just a damn good coach that figured out a way to do it? Oh, he always had it in him, and it happened. Tell me, what does this say of Pete Carroll, and what does this say about the NFL, that a football coach proved that he could do it? And do it big time, winning it his way. For Dodger fans, Pete Carroll's almost like Tommy Lasorda, huh, guys?
True.
Tell me, Guillermo, what does this mean for
Pete
an NFL
Carroll
coach?
Pete Carroll, ever since he was an assistant coach back then in the NFL, I mean, he never got a fair shot on becoming a head coach. So right after that, he became the coach for USC and proved right there, won a few national championships with USC. They were the number one ranked team for a few years. So once he's got his shot, I mean, he wanted to prove to the world that he had his skills since day one. They just never gave him that opportunity to show the world what he has. And now that he had the chance, he took advantage of it on his fourth year and won the Super Bowl. I mean, that's pretty amazing right there.
You know, you're always going to get the lucky coach. And it tends to happen, and it infuriates me. It can happen in baseball that a first-year coach can go all the way and win it. We've seen it of all the – okay, I was about to say – of all the Richards in the world – Bob Bradley had to win a World Series. Oh, my God. And then the guy from the Chicago White Sox. There's another Richard in the world. Yeah, you guys know what I'm trying to say by that. You guys know the story. But in football, there's a coach right now in the NFL, right? And I think he plays for the 49ers, doesn't he? That he's made it deep into the playoffs all the time, huh? That's Harbaugh, isn't it?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Gridiron Girl, what's so special about Harbaugh? He's taking him to the championship. Well, not the championship, but what's the deal with him? Because he is probably one of the best coaches of all time starting his career. Why? What's the thing about him?
Well,
He was actually
a quarterback for the Chicago Bears, I believe. So, he played the game. He was a Stanford. He's Stanford. Was the coach, and prior to that, and it's kind of a little funny story. I actually got a phone call from him as my son at the time was going to USD, which he was coaching, and we got an offer. They wanted him to play on the team, so it's
That's pretty crazy. You mean, now, did he take the call or did you take the call?
I took the call, but I didn't, I passed the phone, so I knew who he was at the time. I would have talked to him more.
That's funny. That's cool. And in all these years that I've known you, I did not know that. Wow. That's cool. All right, guys. Well, let me ask you this. Since we are talking about coaches, Guillermo, I want to ask you, what does Seattle need to do going forward? And then, Gridiron Girl, I'd like to ask you, what does Denver need to do going forward? And I guess looking to next season, what does Seattle need to do to remain competitive or to take it to the next level? Well, how the hell do you take it to the next level? You won a Super Bowl, Disneyland, went to Edmonton. What are you going to do now? I'm going to Disneyland.
They just need to bring that same, you know, mental focus, you know, every day. Just because you won a Super Bowl doesn't mean you can win another one next year. Of course, everyone can. But just, you know, as a lot of teams say, once you win a Super Bowl, you get cursed and you don't win the next one. I think that's all BS. It's just, they just got to bring the same mental focus. Like, you know, keep working harder, keep hitting the weights more, you know, and just stay healthy. That's pretty much the number one thing. If you stay healthy, I'm pretty sure you'll go a long way. And that's what they need to do.
What are some of the weaknesses that Seattle has that they think that, I know, again, Super Bowl champions, duh, but what do they need to do to make that team better, if possible? What would you concentrate on as general manager, Pete Carroll?
I would just keep working on the defense. Their offense is totally fine. I mean, maybe work on, you know, Lynch, you know, get them more better conditions. But as far as that, if you keep the defense healthy, keep getting more younger guys, they're going to have a beast of a team for next season.
Wow, good stuff. Gridiron Girl, Denver, with the Sheriff, what do they need to do? What would you do to get them back to the Super Bowl? What do they have to do?
Defense. They got to work on their defense. Defense players, secondary. If he has next season same as this season, then why offensively? Because his offensive line was great. All of a sudden, they have, you know, number one offense, number one defense. Defense. I've always been a defensive person, but you know, defense does win the game. You know, so that's what they have to work on. Because, you know, you have the Sheriff. You need the only missing link was their defense.
All right. Well, there you are. Folks, I am getting a little bit of feedback in the background. I do hear, like, some activity. I don't know which one of you it is. Maybe if someone's doing something around there, beat them up or just tell them to be quiet. Don't know what it is. But, hey, Guillermo, Gridiron Girl, is there anything else you wanted to add on the football? Any other comments on the Super Bowl or what's coming up?
No,
You know what? I'm going to ask you to stay on with us. If you want to jump in again, by all means, just do so. I know we have already talked about some Dodgers stuff, a little bit of baseball. Hey, in a few days, pitchers and catchers report. Guillermo, where else do you want to take us? What else do you want to pick up? Because I do have a few. Well, I actually have one big. Well, several stories that I want to go over as well.
Bring it. I mean, whatever you want to talk about, let's do it.
Okay, guys, I don't know if you heard, but over the last few days, Stan Kroenke, the owner, the majority owner of the St. Louis Rams, purchased a pretty big chunk of land. Granted, it's not enough for a huge, huge stadium facility, but he purchased 60 acres in Inglewood, which is right next to Hollywood Park, which is an approved site for the NFL. And let me give you a little bit of backstory. You all know that there is an approved plan for Farmers Field in downtown Los Angeles, right next to Staples Center. And there's also an approved plan for out there in Walmart with Roski, out there in Industry and Diamond Bar and Walnut. Now, an owner, a present owner, has purchased land in Hollywood Park, an approved area in the NFL plan. Because if you remember, over the years, the NFL says, we don't want to go back to the Coliseum. We will go to Dodger Stadium. We will consider going to Walnut. We will consider going to downtown. We will go to Hollywood Park, but we don't want to go to the Coliseum. Let's face it, folks. They don't want to go to the Coliseum because of the area. That's the only reason. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's an old facility. It's where it's located. Go figure. Hollywood Park, they like it. And now an owner bought the property. But there's a wrinkle here. The Rams have proposed big upgrades to the publicly owned Edward Jones Dome, designed to place it among the top quarter of NFL stadiums. If the Dome does not meet that criteria by the end of this year, the team is free to go elsewhere. Oh, boy. Guess what? We're negotiating a brand new lease. The Rams are still in negotiations with Governor Jay Nixon as we speak. Some say Kroenke's L.A. purchase is designed to turn up the heat on those talks. Guillermo, if L.A. has been worth anything over the last 20 years that we've not had a football team, it's been to hijack financial offers from cities. In my humble opinion, while they bought the property and it's real, I really believe that this is yet another negotiating position just to get more money out of a particular city. What is your take on this?
Well, I would say I think the Rams are trying to do anything to just what they're trying to aim for. They want to have their own, how you say it, their own, they just want to model their own type of stadium. But, you know, the governor over there, they're trying to cut back a lot in St. Louis, so it's not pretty much giving them any leeway to what they want. So I think it's a good move what he's doing. I think it's going to be a wake-up call for the governor of St. Louis. It's either, hey, we got something here. I mean, if you don't want to work with us, hey, we'll just go somewhere else. And city-wise, if St. Louis was to move over here, it's going to be a lot of revenue here in the city of Los Angeles, especially around the Hawthorne area. It's going to help out the economy big time here in California. And a lot of people are excited. There's a lot of old, you know, when the Raiders used to play over here, fans. There's a lot of Los Angeles Rams fans around here that will definitely love to see them here. And if they're to come over here, that's going to be a big thumbs up for the St. Louis owner.
Well, as we all know, St. Louis was the first team that Los Angeles had, and they made the ill-fated mistake of going south to Anaheim, which L.A. never forgave them for that. And then, of course, after 1995, which was no accident, after Northridge, they got a better deal. They got gobs and gobs of money. They got so much money that the rest of the owners got so pissed with the Rams that they had to pay off all the other owners. I remember that. But the Rams were still able to go. Georgia Frontieri made a buttload and a boatload of money. And now they're there. Now she's dead. And now the new owner possibly is going to bring them back. Gridiron Girl, tell me, are we going to be left at the altar again? is this just another move for another team to flirt going to L.A. just to get a financial deal? Or is it, well, yeah, it is that, but he is still serious that, hey, if the negotiations don't work, I am going to L.A. What is your take on this?
I hope that's the case, the second of those two. You know, they've done it before, flirting with, you know, giving us a team, or someone's, you know, wants to move out of their stadium, and, you know, they mention us, you know, California or Los Angeles area, and, you know, then they get their money, like you said. But I hope this is serious, because he's buying land, you know, and it is an actual team. It is the Rams, you know. I hope. I really do, because we need a team, even if we get the Rams back. It'll be cool. It'll be great.
You know,
football.
If you guys
want to
look at it. Oh, go ahead.
I'll take the Rams any day. Instead of the damn Raiders, that's for sure.
That's true.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Right now, take the Raiders. Freudian slip. Take the Rams over the Raiders any day of the week. But we all know, as I mentioned, while Guillermo was getting into the program, I don't think he heard when I mentioned all of our likes here. And I think it's an eclectic bunch. I think the only thing that Guillermo and I are going to have in common is the Lakers and maybe the Kings. I think that might be about it. Did I get it right there, maybe? Because I know you and I are not on the same page when it comes to NASCAR. I'm a Joey Logano fan. What are you for?
Like a Tony Stewart guy.
Oh, there it is. Gridiron Girl, do you watch NASCAR?
Hell no.
Well, there you go. You're a Kings fan. You also went to the game. It would be awesome if, you know, that it was the winter game where the Ducks kind of put it to the Kings. You took a picture you put on Facebook. I think that makes a great profile shot. But I don't know, maybe your girl might not like that picture out in public, you know. I don't know.
Hey, it's on my Facebook, so, I mean, it should be totally fine. I mean, it was a really great game. I had a lot of fun. It was the energy was there. I was sitting in between like two humongous packs of Ducks fans. But I mean, hey, the Kings just didn't have it that day. I mean, it was sad to see. I really wanted the Kings to win, but I mean, unfortunately, the Anaheim Ducks are looking really dangerous right now. They have a really good team. So, hey.
I bow to you. You had your King paraphernalia, and you were surrounded by Ducks fans. Wow. That's pretty frightening. You know, hey, get beaten up by a Ducks fan. Could you imagine if that would happen?
Jeez. Hey, I love going to Anaheim, to Honda Center, to watch the Kings Anaheim, because it gets crazy.
You know no fear. I remember when my dad and I would go to baseball games at Yankee Stadium, and the Angel fans were always so caustic towards us when we had our Yankee stuff on. And they would be glaring at us because we had a Yankee cap on or whatever. But I remember the Angel fans were always jerks. Well, number one is because the Yankees, number one, kicked their ass. They're ours. And it made me laugh, the hostility. And most of the time they were always drinking. They were just flat out drunk and they were angry. Now, when I go to the games and I see these idiots, I swear I see the same ones, except this time I'm looking down at them. I remember when I was 5, 6, 7, I was looking up. Now I'm like, hey, remember me? 30 years ago, stupid. Come on, pick a fight now. I'm sure they wouldn't care if they're drunk, but it used to get pretty hostile at Anaheim, too. I don't know how it is lately, but I guess we're going to have to check that one out.
Oh, it got worse. Trust me. Believe me.
Yeah, it has. Well, I guess when you start winning, you get the chip on your own shoulder. So, yeah, but I'm glad the Angels finally won the World Series. Folks, you guys have seen it on my Facebook page. Peter the Big Dog Gama got me the souvenir of when the Angels won the World Series. I have it here, October 19, 2002. And, folks, as our first giveaway for this program, on the Sports Talk with the Guys page or on the Twitter feed. The first person that mentions this time, 8:45 p.m. Pacific time, and they mention the date on the photo, I think we're going to have to get them a Starbucks card. We're going to get out a $5 Starbucks card. So you guys have to wait 24 hours. If no one answers before then you guys can answer yourself. And I mean you, Gridiron, and I mean you, Guillermo. If they don't answer within 24 hours, you guys are eligible. So it'll be good. But there you go. You got to hear 8:45 p.m., and I want the date that's on the picture of when the Angels won the World Series. Hardcore Angel fans know that date, just like Star Trek fans know what April 5th, 2063 is, but what the hell do I know?
And hey, you'll be surprised, like a good 65% of fans will not know that.
I don't think even 1% will know that. But, yeah, that one is tough. But it's there. It's when they won the World Series. The big dog purchased it, and it has the stamp, a 37-cent stamp. Guys, stamps are now 49 cents today. Back in 2002, stamps were 37 cents. We're getting ripped off. We're getting ripped off big time. But,
talking about getting ripped off is like yesterday, Super Bowl Sunday. The train to get a ride on the subway, it went from $2 to $37 a ride.
Wow.
So talking about a big ripoff.
How'd that happen? What do you mean? Tell me. What was going on? Why did
they
raise
up the price? You know how there is big speculation on how much traffic New York's going to have during the Super Bowl weekend? Well,
yeah.
It was pretty full. So, hey, New York took advantage. They're like, hey, people are not going to be driving. Let's get them while they ride the subway. So that's what they did. They hit them hard.
Oh, my God. Wow. Way to go, New York. I'm going to have to look into that. That one sucked.
You know, people were still paying for it. They didn't care. Hey, I'm going to the Super Bowl. I don't care. I'll pay $37. Why not?
Wow. That's unbelievable. Well, I'm glad. But, folks, some ugly things did happen yesterday, and Guillermo, my co-host, and Gridiron Grove, who's calling in to visit with us this evening, they watched the Super Bowl, and there were two commercials that stood out, guys. I saw the first one clearly, and I was genuinely surprised seeing it, and right after, I was like, you know, I kind of thought about it. I didn't understand what my spidey senses were telling me. And then when I wake up this morning and I start reading in the news, I'm like, that's what my spidey sense were telling me. But I'm like that spider that's crawling up on the wall that's looking for the fly and doesn't realize the human's behind me and he can get me from behind. Those were my spidey senses. And I'm talking about the commercials that were on. There were two of them both. One of them was a Coke commercial, and the other one was the Cheerios commercial. And I think you guys remember it. The Coke commercial was about 1 minute long. And it had, the theme was celebrating America. I really thought it was a cool commercial. It was an emotional commercial. Maybe that's why it got to me. But I thought it was cool. It was talking about us reaching bigger and better stuff. But there was one person that was in the ad. And it was a female that wore a headscarf. You all know that there is a religion in the world that, depending on the level, requires women to wear headscarves almost all the way to the extreme of wearing, if I remember, it's called a burqa. I may not have the correct name for it, but it's where they wear everything and it covers the woman completely. While the lightest form of it is wearing a headscarf. I'm not going to get into the religious implications to why women have worn headscarves, but she was in the picture. And I wake up the next day, and people are pissed. The racism is flying. Did you guys catch it? Did you guys expect it? Did you guys see it? Have you heard what has been going on, Guillermo?
I actually didn't see it, you know, to be honest. I didn't catch it.
Okay.
You need to see it.
I know that if we go on YouTube, probably on the Super Bowl site, we can see that commercial, and I'll see if I can find it in the next few seconds. Gridiron Girl, did you see the commercial? Did you even think that the idiots were going to react over that?
Actually, no. I was probably crying in my dip at that time. No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay. Well, folks, America is a melting pot. Even though it was called a salad for a little while, it is a melting pot. It is who we are. It is what we are. And if this comes across as sanctimonious, I'm sorry. But this is Roger the Scorekeeper speaking. This is 2014, folks. America is stronger with everyone. That's just a fact. It is the way it's always been. And if you're going to get mad and angry over an image of someone who chooses to express their belief, you're the one that has a problem, folks. If you're the one that's going to continue to spread the anger and the hatred, maybe it's you that should get the hell out of here. You guys are always the first ones to say, if you don't like it, leave. Well, guess what? That's what America is. It was a simple Coke commercial. And if you look at it again, guys, it was all of us. And you get angry because she's American? You guys have issues. You guys are the first ones that have to get the hell out of here. But right. You have the permission to say what you want. Yeah, you do. But if you're going to say it, there are consequences. And when the hate comes flying out like that, it's really sad. Because that's not what America is, folks. And it's disappointing that there is so much anger over that ad. And it just disgusts me. And I guess I can't let it go without saying something. Did you guys see the Cheerios commercial? Gridiron Girl.
No.
This was the mixed race family. Did you see it? Remember there was a Cheerios commercial last year. Guillermo, did you see that?
Nope, I didn't catch that one.
Wow, okay. Well, I guess you guys are real sports fans. You guys were actually watching the game. When there were commercials, you guys didn't care. You guys went on to go get something else. The Cheerios commercial this time around had a mixed race family. And it's the same family that was on last year that everyone got up in arms over. And in this one, the father is talking to the daughter about saying, hey, you know what? We're going to have a little baby brother for you. And it's a cute commercial because he's using Cheerios. He's like, there's mom. Then he gets another Cheerio. There's you. Here's me. Here's mom. Here's you. And here's your little brother. And the girl, as sweet as she is, looks over and she gets another Cheerio and she puts another one next to him and says, and that's my new puppy. So if she's going to get a brother, she says, I'm going to get the puppy too. Well, folks, it is a beautiful family. It is an image of what America is, an interracial couple. And guess what? The hatred came flying again because it showed a black man, a white woman, and a mixed race child. And people are angry over that. I don't get it. Guillermo.
There was a commercial before that one. I think that was a part the mom was telling her about that Cheerios is good for the heart. So she ends up putting a lot of Cheerios on his chest. Then he wakes up and he's like, wow.
You remember it?
Yep,
yeah.
Now I remember.
And remember the uproar over that one? Gridiron Girl, do you remember that one last year? All that crap? Remember it?
Yes, I remember that one. Yeah.
Well, this was part two. The minute I saw the little girl and I saw the dad, I'm like, oh, in for a penny, in for a pound, I see. I did not expect that commercial. I was like, oh, here we go. There's a saying in Spanish. What is it? Don't poke the... I forget, it's in Spanish. Help me out, guys. It's basically, don't poke the dog, right? And the people at Cheerios said, screw all of you, we're going to do it again. I thought that was funny. Everyone got mad over it. Well, I can't say everyone, but there were a lot of
insensitive, homophobic, and racist people that got mad over it, and they got mad over it again. Why?
Because they have nothing else better to do.
They have nothing better to do. Gridiron Girl, any comments on that?
Yeah, it's true. They're very close-minded people. You know, they just shouldn't be talking.
It's very disappointing, folks. It is a sad state of affairs. What does it matter? What does it matter? It's all of us. It's all about us living good lives. And when this happens, it's just sad. I prefer not to associate with those people. I think they're dumb. They're stupid. They're illiterate. And they should just go on. They should just get, you know what? If you're full of hate, thanks. Guess what? We now know. You can't play the game anymore. Get out. Because if you're going to be full of the hate, I don't have to listen to it, and I won't. And it's just sad. It really is sad that in 2014 we're still talking about this. That is a sad state of affairs. But a lot of us know better, and hopefully we can get past it. I think they're poking the dog more than they should, but hey, people, get over it. Deal with it. It is the way things are. Guys, this program has been moving fast. Guillermo, we're down to about 3 minutes. What else do you want to share? What do you think is going to happen in the next few days? Or tell me, what are you looking forward to next week?
I'm looking forward to baseball season, man. I want to see when the catchers and pitchers report. I want to see what they're going to talk about. I want to see their strategy. I want to see what they have in mind. That's what I'm looking forward to. So hopefully next week we'll have even more things to talk about, especially baseball-wise, since season's just around the corner. But I'm real excited about it.
Definitely, folks. I am, too. I'm really looking forward to this. Guillermo and I talked about it rather quickly, and we made the decision, and we're now moving forward. I can't wait to do this. NDB Media has always been on Monday night. We had a sports program before, and, hey, it was a great night. We decided to bring it back. I can't wait. Don't forget, it's a doubleheader night, folks. We have Monday Night America at 7 p.m., which is going to go to about 7:45. And then, of course, Late Night Sports Junkies, right here, 8 o'clock. We're probably going to go for an hour, and I can't wait. Who knows? We might even go longer. Sometimes the topics might be there or not. But, folks, catch us over at ndbmedia.net and Twitter, NDB Sports, as well as NDB Media. You can find us on Facebook, and just go to the website, ndbmedia.net, and you can contact us there. And don't forget, hit the like button. Well, I guess once you see a picture of Guillermo, all the girls will be liking it. So I know our number is going to go. Hey, Guillermo, sorry, dude. I'm not making a pass. It's just the way it is, dude. I know when the girls start seeing you, our numbers are going to skyrocket. It's all good in the hood, folks. Any last thoughts? Gridiron Girl, anything else you want to share with us?
I just want to say congratulations, guys, and I wish you much success. And it was an honor to be on your show today. Thank you.
I want to thank you for calling in. Takes a lot of nerve. You did very well. I like that you had a lot of good stuff to say. Guillermo, we're down to a minute exactly. This is it, dude. We're in the bag. Oh, there's a whiny winch. She just told me in my ear. We've got a minute. Tell me, Guillermo, take us away. I know, I just did this a moment ago. What else do you want to say? We're under a minute. 45 seconds.
Well, I just wanted to thank everybody who's tuning in. You know, it's gonna be fun for the next, from now on, every Monday night. So tune in. Hey, you know, you want to share our thoughts? You know, don't be shy. That's what we're here for. You want to argue, we'll argue. You want to laugh, we'll laugh. I mean, I could have been at a Kings game tonight, but I dedicated myself to this, so I'm here. So
folks,
it should be fun.
It is. It already gave one up for the team. Wow. Okay, folks. Good stuff. Want to thank Guillermo. Want to thank our guest, Gridiron Girl, as well. Folks, this is Late Night Sports Junkies here on NDB Media. Hey, contact us at ndbmedia.net. Find us on Facebook. We're out of here, guys. Peace!
See you guys.